When did you first come to understand who Jesus is? Was this when you first came to faith? This is Friday, March 22nd, and this week we've been looking at the miracle of Jesus when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Of course, there's no greater proof outside of Jesus' own resurrection that demonstrates that Jesus is God. For who can create life but God alone? And that's what Jesus does. Now, at the time of Jesus, there was no expectation that an individual might be raised to life in the present day. Even the idea of a future resurrection was vague. It's true, the prophet Isaiah talked about the day when death would be defeated and the shroud that enfolds all people would be lifted. But there was very little understanding of how this might happen. There was a sense that at the end of time, a general resurrection would take place. For example, here's what the prophet Daniel explained. This is Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Now, the surprising command given to Daniel along with these words of prophecy was that he not share the words, but to seal them up until the end. But despite this, these words are shared openly in his prophetic book. You can find it in the Old Testament. Now, I want to go to our main text for today. This is John chapter 11, verse 21 to 27. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. Now notice that Martha says that she knows Jesus, she knows that a general resurrection is coming. And that's what we have seen hinted at in the Old Testament prophets. These were the only scriptures the Jewish people had at the time. Martha cannot imagine that Jesus would raise up her brother then and there, only that Lazarus would be raised up in some distant future event, along with others as the prophets had spoken about. This is what she believes Jesus to mean when Jesus says that her brother will rise again. But now notice Jesus' response to her comment about the resurrection. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Could Jesus be more bold than that? He doesn't say that he will raise up his people, though that is true. She says there's a resurrection coming, and he says he is the resurrection. Now, what could that mean? Well, it means many things. First, Jesus will be raised up himself. Even though he dies, he will live. Death will not be able to hold him, as death has its hold on Lazarus. And second, it means that the resurrection will come in and through him. Yes, the resurrection life we receive comes through Jesus alone. And yes, it means he is resurrection in person. There's no resurrection without him, because this life, this raised up eternal life, is found only in him. It's like Jesus was saying that he is Lord of the Sabbath. It belongs to him. Except in the resurrection, it is only found in him. This is how Jesus can make this astounding promise that anyone who lives and believes in him will never die. It doesn't mean that they cannot die, but that they will not remain in death. They will be raised up in Jesus. Jesus' visit to Bethany and the raising up of Lazarus is a foretaste of this promise. We're getting a preview of the coming attractions. Now, this is why we are told that at the death of Jesus, this is Matthew chapter 27, At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. That's chapter 27, verse 51 to 53. Yes, this was as Daniel's prophecy had explained so long before. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. His death opened the way, and his resurrection proved that the way was made. Now, this past week, I said to Jeff, as he was preaching on this text from John 11, that he had the privilege of sharing Easter before Easter had come. And that's the good news. And this is what is happening in John chapter 11. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and believing in him, you shall live even though you die. Now, I want to go back to where we started today. When did you come to know who Jesus is? For me, I came to know Jesus as my Savior and Lord when I was a young person. I put my faith in him. But it's only been through the years that a more complete picture of Jesus has come into focus. This truth about Jesus is a part of that portrait. Here is the Apostle John as he describes meeting Jesus in his vision from Revelation chapter 21. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." You see, Jesus is alive forevermore. For him to hold the keys to death means he has authority over death. And like John, I think I'd fall before him in wonder and awe as well. He is the living one. At one time he was dead, but no more. And those found in him, the same will be true. They have life in and through him. Let's pray. Father God, we spend a lifetime taking in the truth about your Son, our Savior. We rejoice in him and we worship him. Give us the peace of knowing our future and that we are alive and secure in the living one, Jesus. For we pray in his name. Amen.